Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome again to our silsila called Moral of the Story. And if you have watched this silsila before, then you will know that this is that silsila in which we take one particular story, one particular Islamic waqia or an incident, and we first of all discuss and talk about the story itself, and then we try to learn and try to understand what lessons we can derive from the story. So continuing that theme, inshallah azawajal, today we are going to study another waqia, and this waqia that we are going to study today, it is regarding one particular buzurg, one amazing individual, somebody who has a very high name in our religion. And the story is about how he changed his life. The story is about where he was and what he achieved and what was the change. That is the story that we're going to study today. But before going into the story, like always, we will mention a benefit, blessing of reciting the Durood-e Pak. Thus the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me 10 times, then Allah azza wa jal will shower 100 mercies upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So the story for today is, like I mentioned, about how one person, one man, completely changed his life. This person, his name was Fuzail bin Ayyad, and he was very well known in his area and far and wide as well, because he was somebody who used to rob people who were traveling. Now, in a deserted area, in an abandoned area, what he used to, and his bandits, they used to wait for a kafla that would travel by them. They would set upon it, they would loot it, they would steal it, and they would take all the money and all the possessions. And they used to do this so much that he became famous. This man, yani Fuzail bin Ayyad, he overheard somebody reciting an ayat from the Holy Quran. And the translation I'm going to mention in front of you is taken from Kanzul Iman, which reads that has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance and to this truth that has come down, and do not be like those who were earlier given the book, and when a long term passed over them, their hearts became hardened, and many of them are sinners. So this was the ayah that was being read, and he heard this. And when he heard this ayah of the Holy Quran, it immediately, it like pierced his heart. Yeah, his heart melted immediately, and tears began to flow from his eyes, just listening to this ayat of the Holy Quran. And this was the start of a revolution in his life. He felt this change inside himself. He started crying and felt regret about what position he was in, and he started to call out to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he walked off from there, and he went and sat near another group of people, another kafla that was traveling that had settled there for the night. And he sat outside their tent, just on the outskirts. And he overheard somebody from inside there who was saying that we have come to the wrong place. We shouldn't be coming here. Says why? Says because this is the place, this is the patch where Fuzail and his men, his bandits, this is where they are. We've come here, they're going to rob us, definitely. And when Fuzail bin Ayaz, he heard this, he called out to all of them. And he says that today, Fuzail is not going to rob anybody. Because he had this revolution in his life. And from that time onwards, my dear Sami brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this man, this individual, Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went on to become one of the greatest Sufis, one of the greatest scholars, one of the greatest men of his time. And look at the change, look at the revolution, that at one time, this very same man, people used to hear his name and would get scared. People would hear his name and they would change the direction of travel. And yet today, years and years after he has passed, he has left this temporary dunya, today when we mention his name, we say, Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look at a revolution where this man was and where he went and how he had this revolution in his life. And this story, this waqiyah teaches us many things. There's many Madani flowers that we can take from this. Our viewers of Madani channel at home as well can analyze and think that how can this waqiyah relate to me? What can I learn from this narration? There are no other books, there is no other written word which you can compare to that of the Holy Quran. The Quran Pak is such a book that you get sawab, you get reward for holding it, you get reward for looking at it, you get reward for respecting it, you get reward for reading it, you get reward for understanding it. What a beautiful, amazing book. The sad thing is perhaps something that we can learn as well today, views of Madani channel at home as well, something for us to reflect upon, that this amazing book that we have in our homes, how often do we open this book and read it? And if we open and read it, how often do we try to understand it? And in the example that somebody gave, that somebody lives far away from his own family. Yeah? Somebody, his family is in Pakistan, for example, and he came to the UK. Yeah? They live very far away. And this guy who's in the UK, his dad from Pakistan sends him a letter. Sends him a letter. And the letter is in the Urdu language. And the son here perhaps does not know how to read Urdu or whatever. So he receives a letter from his dad. And he thinks, Subhanallah, my father sent me a letter. And he takes the letter and he puts perfume on it. And he puts it in a nice, beautiful cloth. And he goes and places it in a high place in his house. And then he leaves it there. Once in a year, he takes it down, he kisses it, and he puts it back up there. His dad, if he was ever to ask him, that son, I gave you this letter, I sent you a letter, did you read it? If that son was to turn around and say that, Abba Jan, I didn't read the letter, I got it, I respected it, I kissed it, I put perfume on it, I put a cloth around it, and I put it in a high place in my house. But did you read it? No, I didn't read it. What is dad going to think? That my son is a fool. That I've sent him a letter with a message with things inside it for him to read and understand, and he's not done any of that. He's just gone and put it somewhere in his house. My dear son, it is for us to think about the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, it's fantastic that we respect it, that we place it in a high place in our house. But that Holy Quran that is in our house is not just to be placed on a high place. It is to be read. It is to be understood. This is why Shaykh Tariqat Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnah, he mentions time and time again and has given it to us in our Madani in Amad as well, that every single day, at least read 3 ayat of the Holy Quran with the translation and with tafsir, yani with commentary. This will start our journey towards learning something. Because they can be, otherwise we can waste time on social media and on the internet all day long. None of that time that we waste on these social media sites and doing all of these other things, that's not going to help us in the grave or the hereafter. Like in the Quran is such a book that this will intercede for people on the Day of Judgment. The Quran is such a book that can bring lightness into a person's grave. And this Quran has such meaning, such depth of meaning, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if I had to write the tafsir, the commentary, of just Surah Fatiha. And according to some narrations, just Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Says, if I had to write the commentary of this, the text that I would write would be so extensive, yani there would be so much writing just to explain what Allah Azza wa Jalla means in these words, that it would be enough to fill, to cover 70 camels. Such is the depth of meaning in the Holy Quran. Again, moment for us to reflect that how often do I try to understand that meaning? And the more you learn, the more you study the Quran, the more you will fall in love with it. You know, the Sahaba, they used to read the Quran and it used to bring tears to their eyes. And the ayat would be read and tears would be flowing from their eyes. Their relationship with the Quran, the Sahaba, these great men, what was their relationship? That they used to turn to the Quran for everything. If they used to feel ill, they would read the Quran. If they felt upset, they would read the Quran. The Quran, by just the recitation, would give peace to them, would make them feel at peace, give them sukoon. That is something that we need to strive for as well. And the other thing is about a person changing, the capacity to change. One beautiful message we learned today, my dear Sami brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that whatever position I'm in today, whatever position that is in, I know my reality, all of us here know our reality, viewers at home, we all know our own reality. Whatever position I'm in today, if I want to, and if Allah Azza wa Jal allows me to, then any person can change. Every person has that capacity inside himself to make a change for the better. And nobody would sit here and say that, you know what, I am good enough as I am, I'm perfect, I don't need to improve. Everybody can improve. Everybody has something to improve in ibadat, in character, in our practice, in our knowledge. There is always improvements that we can make. So the lesson that we learned today is wherever we are today, we need to improve. And if we try, if we really want to improve, then there's nothing in the world that can stop us. So we need to make that change. Wherever that is, whether it is to become a practicing namazi, whether that change is to become a true adopter of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether that's about growing a beard, whether it's about wearing clothes according to the sunnah, whether it's about respecting parents, whether it's about spending more time learning about deen, all of these things, these fantastic intentions that we have in our mind, let's make a start on those actions today. There's a very famous saying that today is the day for action, not accountability. And tomorrow, yani in the hereafter, that is the day for accountability, not the day of action. Yeah? Today, if it is the intentions we've got, don't wait until next Friday. Don't wait until the next Ramzan Sharif. Don't wait until Milad to grow a beard. How do we know we're even going to be here? Today is the day for action. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that yesterday has gone. Everything that happened yesterday, we can't change now. It happened, it's done, it's gone, finished. And tomorrow will never come. There's always tomorrow. If you keep putting things off till tomorrow, there's always tomorrow. He says, today is your day. Is there anything you want to achieve? Achieve it today. And let's leave with that message today from this silsila, that whatever intentions, good intentions we have made regarding our namaz, regarding our practice of deen, let's start to act upon those intentions today. And alhamdulillah, if you have made good intentions, if you're sat at home watching this, then Dawat-e-Islami is here to help you carry those intentions forward. Yeah, attach yourself with the mahol, this environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Engage in the activities that Dawat-e-Islami provides you with wherever you are, whether you're in the UK, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Pakistan or India. Wherever you are, Dawat-e-Islami is working day and night to spread this beautiful message of Quran and Sunnah. Engage with it and inshallah you will see that this fragrance will enter you, it will enter your homes, it will enter your communities. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn. What the